Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
On what the Warriors did and maybe some of the other moves around the league. Warriors obviously acquired Jimmy Butler. Draymond Green,
give it to
he
me.
Likes it.
I respect it because, you know, Mike came into this situation and he could very easily be like, that ain't the right move to make it. And to do that could save his ass. And he didn't. You know, he was so aggressive in trying to make a move to give us an opportunity. And I respect that because in a sense, it kind of puts him on the forefront. Like, for this thing to work, you know, and so for us as players, specifically myself and Steph as leaders, you got to respect that and you got to make him right. And he made a move for us that helps us. And so it's on us to now go make him right.
All right, that's Draymond Green saying,
there it is. It's on us.
Now we got to play ball.
I love it.
Got to play ball.
So do we know for a fact, partner, if he's playing tomorrow, Jimmy Butler in Chicago?
I'm pretty sure he is. Okay. He said that was the plan.
Yeah, we need ASAP.
Let's go to Fred in Oakland. Hey, Fred, how you doing, man? Fred.
All right, how's it going, fella?
Hey, how are you? Hello. Yeah, you're on.
Good, yeah. All right, cool. No, I just, with the trade, I just wanted to comment. I kind of hate to see Wiggins go because I think he was the guy that was guarding, you know, the other team's best shooter, like he did against Boston in the championship game. We had Tatum and you know,
Brown,
held him down. And I'm just concerned about, well, who's going to be that point person? Who's going to be that guy now that Wiggins is gone? You could say Butler, but Butler and Curry are going to need to be the ones to make, you know, get the points. So who's going to be that third person, that two-way person that Wiggins was? That's my only concern about if we happen to get in the playoffs and we need somebody to shut down their premier guard, who's going to be doing that.
Right.
And, but I like Butler coming over. I think he's going to, you know, when Curry takes a break, needs to sit down, or when they're playing together, I think Curry can come back in the game and the Warriors could be up by some points, or at least, you know, by a few points. And I think, he can hold it down. He looks like he's ready to go. And I think he's going to come out running. And he's definitely going to inject some energy. And you know, he can get the points. So that's my only concern about the Wiggins trade. Hopefully, I don't know if you guys think that Miami wanted either Kuminga or Wiggins, and they went with Wiggins. Do you guys think that happened? And if so, I would have preferred for Kuminga to go and not Wiggins. But anyway, just wanted to leave that with you guys. And that general manager that called a few minutes ago, he's got to go. But thank you.
Appreciate it.
Is that the one that said he was insulted? The one
Yeah.
And real quick about the Kuminga or Wiggins, it was just about the money, right? They had to move Wiggins, even if they didn't want to, because Kuminga is not making as much as him.
Well, I'm sure, like, this is still ended up, has this been officially announced?
Somebody was because saying Schroeder's, that last night.
Schroeder ended up in Detroit.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure about that. But, I mean, look, I think it's fair to say that, you know, a team like Miami was uncomfortable having to figure out whether they wanted to keep Kuminga or not and how much they were going to pay him. Like, that's a factor. Kuminga comes along with, you got to deal with the contract situation, too. So,
I think Jimmy Butler, again, I don't want to compare or contrast because Wiggins is an athlete, Stoney, but he, to me, is that perimeter defender that the caller alluded to. Like, that's the beauty about Jimmy Butler. When he's on, Stoney, he can score and defend.
Well, that's what I'm really looking forward to seeing, how good of a defender Butler is. Because the one thing Wiggins can do, and Kuminga to a lesser extent, is kind of stay in front of smaller not smaller guards, but just smaller players. I want to see what Jimmy Butler's lateral movement is like, because Wiggins is pretty good defensively. Will we notice that Butler's a better defender than Andrew Wiggins?
It's kind of funny these two get traded for each other, and they had bad. Would you call it bad blood in Minnesota? You know, Jimmy was kind of picking on Wiggins.
I actually think it was more Cat. Like, Jimmy and Wiggins always got along. I actually think Wiggins has spoke pretty highly of Jimmy, but Cat was the one that Butler could not stand.
Jimmy, man.
Like, I think I can say this safely without any information. Nobody doesn't like Wiggins. Wiggins is a great guy. If you don't like Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. LeBron didn't want to play with him.
Oh, that's why. I know. That doesn't mean he didn't like
and
him.
And I got to correct the last caller. Father Time has one defeat, guys. He's took one L. And tell me if I'm wrong.
Tom Brady.
LeBron James. What that man is doing right now, Father Time, Stoney, might be losing.
Well, he always falls behind. Father Time. You know, he's not like the Warriors. He's built to come back.
We hadn't took your hair or mine yet.
Father Time. Yep. Let's go to Horace is in Texas. Hey, Horace, how you doing, man?
Oh, are you guys doing good today?
Yes, sir.
Great, man. I got three quick points I want to make. First of all, Jimmy Butler thing, man. I'm with you, Stoney, on that. I'm about 50-50 on Jimmy. Number one, the thing about it is, it was a desperate move. And I don't think it's good to make a decision when you're desperate. You gotta, you know, you gotta avoid doing that. Another thing about Jimmy is, like, some dudes, when everything's going your way and everything's great, you know, you're happy. But the minute things don't go your way and you get unhappy, then everybody's got hell to pay because you're not happy. And I don't like that because, you know, he did it in Chicago. The coach had to suffer. He did it in Minnesota. The team had to suffer. He did it in Miami. The team had to suffer. And don't get me wrong, I like Jimmy Butler's game. He's a dog. And I don't care about his age. He's a great player. But, dude, if you want to get paid like a professional, act like one, because there's too many guys in the league that do what he does. And you, when things don't go your way, man, you still got to be professional. Number two, you don't always, and I hope Jimmy hears this. Number two, you don't always have to get a star. Okay. Look at what the Lakers just did. They found this dude, Mark Williams, with the Hornets, 7-footer. I understand he's a shot blocker, a scorer. I mean, this dude has been sitting in Charlotte. I don't know if we pursued him or not, but that would have been a perfect fit. You know, how long have we been looking for a big? Years. And he was sitting there. I don't know if we pursued him or not, but all right, that's just an idea that you don't always need a star. It took you a while to put yourself in the position you're in now. It might take you a while to get back to where you had it. You know, it took you a long time from 2009 to 2015 with Steph Curry to win a championship. Hey, you may have to spend a little time building this thing back up.
Right.
The third thing, real quick, the third thing is what we're witnessing right now are the effects of not having a Klay Thompson on the floor. Now, what I mean by that is this. I don't care if Klay goes 0 for 20. The threat of him having him out there is lethal because it takes a lot of pressure off Curry. It stops people from loading up on him. And everybody in the league knows that that dude can go nuclear on you at any time, just like he did last night for Dallas.
Yeah. Good stuff, Horace. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the insight.
Well, it's why you brought in Buddy Hield, Stoney.
Yeah.
Who had an okay game compared to how he's been playing last night.
Jimmy Butler, how excited are you to play with Curry and Draymond?
That they always play winning basketball, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. I think that's what I respect most about those guys. And they've won at so many different levels, obviously at the highest level, and done it multiple times. So not only can I bring some things to this team, I think they can teach me a whole lot.
Wow. All right, Jimmy Butler saying the right things yesterday when he was introduced to the media. How about this, Goo? I'm going to read you a quote out of Anthony Slater's story in The Athletic. All right. It's going to be a paragraph. I want to know what Warrior fans think of this. Joe Lacob scoffed at the idea that the Warriors were, quote unquote, desperate, but acknowledged that a shakeup was needed. And now this is a quote from Joe Lacob. First of all, we look at everything, Lacob said. This idea that we were desperate to do something, no. This is every year. This is no different than any year. We look at everything. You've known me from day one. What have I always said? We're going to go after anybody who's good, anybody. We're going to look at every situation. It's never changed. So this is no different for me. The only difference is there was a lot of opportunity this time. Do you buy it?
I got to give him the BOD, man. I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. But if you're telling me, Guru, the desperate part of it, and Joe might not, obviously he doesn't. Stoney, there was desperation involved. Him saying he's always been who he's been and it's about talent, I think the Warriors are better with this move.
I mean, here's the way I look at it. To at least acknowledge that Steph's timetable is what okay, well then there is a dynamic at play that made it a more urgent deadline.
Right.
So I actually, I don't really believe him there. And that's the cost of having a timeline that's got to meet Steph Curry's timeline. That's why you made this deal. Let's face it.
And that's why, and again, I'm not caping for him, Stoney, but there is a reality in a world where Joe Lacob might really feel like, what the F are you guys talking about? I'm not desperate. This is how I got to be where I am. Mm-hmm. This is why I built a dynasty. So, with that alone, I'll leave that there. He might really be one of those guys that was desperate. But when I look at the TV and I read and I see the Warriors are, their name is attached to any and everybody, that reeks of desperation. And when things are going good, you're never desperate. And this is to the caller's point, a few callers ago, Stoney, you only get desperate when things are starting to look bleak. And coming off a season with no playoffs, fiddling around with 500 again, it looked like, that qualifies or constitutes to me desperate.
Yeah. The one thing I wonder too, is what kind of team did Jimmy Butler join? Did he really join? I said this yesterday. Did he really join a 500 team, or did he join a team that's more like 13-21 since the 12-3 start? Because if this team is really the way they've looked after the 12-3 start, then maybe we're just underestimating the boost he's got to give this team.
Okay, but what about this to that? Because I do like the question, and you brought it up yesterday. Regardless, whichever one you want to pick, the team he's about to come to, the team he's on now, is going to get that boost and be better with him.
That's the plan.
No doubt about it.
Let's go to Rod in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, how you doing, man?
Real quick, before you go to a caller, Steiny, just a piece of news. The Golden State Warriors are converting two-way seven-footer Quentin Post to a two-year standard NBA contract. Wow. That's per Sham Sharania of ESPN.
Kudos for the young fella, man.
All right, Quentin Post this year and next.
Again, they only had, I think, 11 roster spots, so they're starting to fill out the backside.
Exactly, exactly. Rod is in Vallejo. Hey, Rod, how you doing, man?
Great show.
Oh, thanks.
Very entertaining, very professional.
Oh, thank you.
I listen to you all the time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I just have one point. You bring up the point that Curry hasn't been the same recently. Anybody that's ever played basketball knows one of the worst injuries you can have is a bum thumb, especially on your shooting hand. That thumb is really bothering him, and I hope he didn't tear ligaments. And,
oh, gosh.
It's gonna, and by playing on that thumb, it's not getting any better. So it's really bothering. He took the brace off, so the opponents won't know that it's bothering. But you can tell it's really bothering him. That's all I got.
Appreciate it, Rod. Yeah, he's dealing with.
And how many times was he shaking it last night? And in Utah, Stein, he's sitting in the corner. And I'll tell you this: if he were playing in the '90s, brace or no brace, Xavier McDaniels of the world, obviously, he wouldn't be guarding Steph, but the Gary Paytons, they would, the Rod Stricklands would be slapping at that thumb.
Yeah.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're probably right.
And to his credit, he's not using it as a excuse.
Nope. Lamont in Oakland.
You are something else.
What's up, Lamont? How you doing, buddy?
Lamont.
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I wanted to say this about Jimmy Butler. He's, you know, obviously he's a good basketball player, but one thing, and it was also an issue for Pat Riley in Miami about Jimmy Butler is, the last few years, he hasn't played a lot of basketball games. So, like, right. When you look at his seasons, he played, like, 58, 52, 57. 2023, he did 64. That's not bad. 60, and then this year, 25. So, he's an aging player, and he does get hurt a lot. Like, I think we have to acknowledge he does get hurt a lot. And so, when you give this man an additional $120 million for the next 2 years, it's like you kind of gave this dude a retirement package. But in essence, it's not going to be able to, like he's not that reliable. Even in the playoffs, remember what Pat Riley said? He said, hey, you got my availability is the thing. That was one of his biggest beefs with Jimmy Butler, because even in the playoffs, Jimmy Butler missed games because he was hurt. And so I think when we go ahead and sign somebody for all this money, knowing his history and knowing that there's a lot of time when he's not on the court, that's why it seems like a desperate move. And he's 35. And the last point I'll make about this is Andrew Wiggins was their best perimeter defender. He was their best perimeter defender. He was strong. He was athletic. And like the other guy, the other caller said, he locked up Tatum. Like, I think that we're kind of underestimating that. And I don't think Jimmy Butler is at that defensive level anymore at 35, going to be 36 years old. But we gave him $120 million for the next 2 years. That's why it reeks of desperation, is because you know this guy's history. You know he doesn't play a lot of basketball. Like, he's off the court a lot. And he had no problem this year sitting out for, you know, the issues. And he's played 25 games this year. He does not mind missing basketball games.
No.
And I guarantee you, $60 million for the next 2 years, what's going to be the incentive for him to play? It's like a parachute package for this guy to retire. And that's why I reached a desperation, because I don't think it was thought out properly, knowing the reputation that he has. When he's on the court, he's a good player. I'm not saying that.
I got you. Good stuff, Lamont.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
And Stani, much as I'm happy about Butler, the facts are the facts. He missed last year's all of the playoffs with the MCL sprain. He said he doesn't mind missing basketball games.
You know, I'm like, the way I look at it too is, so Butler is going to be here for the next 2 years making 55. Does he have incentive to go full bore? Or does he have incentive to, I don't want to say coast?
Because this team can't.
Well.
And if he's got any pride, I really believe, Stani, and like that caller said, he'd rather smoke a cigar than not play. He didn't say that. That's how I took it. But, Stani, I think Jimmy Butler needs to, he needs, what's the word when you need your reputation
change
fixed?
Change your scenery.
No, but you need to fix your brand.
Redemption.
Because it's taking a hit. And now you got paid. I just don't think he's in a position to be a fat cat. And the bottom line is, you got your new contract. When a lot of people think of, what is this team doing? That's why I just really believe we're going to get the best version of him. Because only a fool would think he could come with his antics here when this fan base is desperate. They're already halfway mad Wiggins is gone. Like, they want to see the best Jimmy Butler. Because if not, then this will be a super bad move.
Other interesting piece of news from Shams Charania. The NBA three-point contest at All-Star Weekend has been announced. Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Tyler Hero, Buddy Hield, Cameron Johnson, Damian Lillard, and Norman Powell.
How is Steph not in the three-point contest in your home backyard?
You okay?
No, Steph.
I'm sick of the... I know his thumb. So the dunk contest is a joke. The real hoopers, the dudes that got bounced, don't participate. I just knew Curry was going to win it at home.
He's not in it.
Why?
You know what?
You can see Buddy Hield.
You know what's funny?
I'm serious, Evan. I can't believe... He's going to say Steph.
Evan.
Go, Buddy.
Evan, if Steph Curry were on the bottom of that list... You know what Guru would be saying?
What?
I don't want him busy on All-Star Weekend. We got to save him for the second half. He's going to get tired if he goes and plays and shoots in the three-point contest. Steiny, I want him resting during the weekend.
Hey, Evan.
He's got a bum thumb, Guru. You really got to think about that before you...
But honestly, Ian, I know you're being... Your initial thoughts when you read that without the chef.
He's shooting below 39%. I mean, he doesn't deserve to qualify for the...
Well, Buddy would be out there.
I'm just kidding.
So Buddy's going to win it, huh?
I'd love that.
Yeah, the only time Chase Center is hitting threes.
I'm really shocked. That thumb must really be bothering him, man.
Yeah,
but he's going to play in the game.
No,
but he's
going
to play in the game. I just... Wow. I really wanted to go to Saturday. I won't go there.
Okay. Let's go to Gus. Gus is in Tracy.
Gut punch.
Hey, Gus, how you doing?
Good, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, so I think it's a good trade. I like it.
All right.
I think he's gonna bring some toughness to the team.
Yeah.
And also too, I wish that they would have kept a Shooter and traded Buddy Hield. I don't know if that would have worked out with the numbers, but I like Shooter better than Buddy. He brings a dynamic to the floor, and he could handle the ball. And like the last caller that he just called about him saying that he doesn't play much and he gets hurt, well, maybe that's a good thing that he doesn't have that many miles on his body.
It's true.
So that's all I got to say. Hey, you guys have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Justin.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
What is going on?
the NBA Skills Challenge.
You're a horse's behind.
Yeah, has been announced. Would you like to guess who's representing Team Warriors?
Pods.
Of course it's Pods.
Nope.
Don't tell me.
You're not
going to
guess
Jimmy Butler.
No, I wish.
Draymond?
Yes, sir.
No way.
Who's his teammate?
Steph?
Nope.
Butler?
Nope.
Hold on.
I had a long night.
Moses
All right.
Moody.
Well, I ain't mad at that.
And Draymond Green will represent Team Warriors alongside Team Spurs, Victor Wembanyama, Chris Paul, Team Cavs, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and the Team Rooks, Risa Shea, and Sar.
Wow. I've never been a big fan of that, but I'll watch.
Me neither.
Yeah. Dre and Moody. Moody gets some shine. Evan, I really thought something, the mountains had moved. I'm looking at something.
Well, the trade deadline's over, so it couldn't have been that big of a move.
Hey, I got to ask you two something. You guys are capologists.
Nah, careful.
The guy said the money. You're telling me there was a way the Warriors could have held on to Wiggins and moved Kuminga, although Miami would have had to decide if they wanted to. I thought Wiggins had to go because of his contract. I thought they couldn't. Like, it wouldn't have worked had they wanted to keep Wiggins and put Kuminga in Wiggins' spot.
It wouldn't have. It would have been Draymond.
Okay, all right. That's
what
I was like, whoa.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.